Ow! I've fallen and I can't get up.
You know what gets me up out of bed?
What?
And off the floor every day? Reddit podcast.
What are you talking about? I need serious medical attention. Josh, do you have anything else?
No, he's right. Reddit podcast is the only thing that'll cure that.
My leg, I am hemorrhaging blood as we speak, and that's truly your best solutions?
Again, Reddit podcasts really are the best medicine.
All right, fine. Let's hear about it.
What are you still doing here? Go check out OKOP Show wherever you get your podcasts or click the link in the show notes now.
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 What are you waiting for?
What's up, Wikimaniacs? Welcome back to another Wednesday update. Again, name pending. We've heard amazing suggestions. We're going to do a poll soon and get that name concrete so that we can properly introduce this. But basically, what we're going to do here today is we're going to go back to a story that we covered in the past and give you an update that has been recently posted so that we can conclude the story. So
for free?
Nice.
For free, yeah.
This isn't on Patreon?
No, it's not on Patreon.
What are we doing? excuse me.
So the story we're going back to is was posted by Ether Lower Score Economy, Lower Score 793, and the title is, "Am I the Asshole for Telling My Husband I Told You So and Laughing at Him When We Got the Paternity Test Results?" So we're going to play the story first in its entirety. We're going to put the show notes in, so if you just want to skip the original story and go to the update, you can. But we're going to hop into the story right now.
Get therapy.
I'm not ready.
Get therapy.
So this one, cross-posted by, of course, Phoebe the Fan.
Ooh, what a start.
What a start. And the title is, "Am I the Asshole for Telling My Husband I Told You So and Laughing at Him When We Got the Paternity Test Results?" And John, you can go first since you killed it in 2023, and I think it's only fair.
Damn, paternity test, but laughing at the husband? I'm going to go with... no, I'm thinking that the husband probably be like, "Hey, I want you to keep getting a paternity test to prove that this kid is mine." And the wife is reassuring the husband like, "Hey, yeah, this kid's yours." And when they got the result, the wife probably was like, "Hey, I fucking told you so, that's your kid." So I'm gonna go not the asshole.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well. I was thinking this guy was, the Maury test, you know what I'm saying?
Just dancing.
Yeah.
Or not dancing.
You are
dancing.
Not the father. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. All right. United on the first story. Let's hop into it. I, 27 female, have been married to my husband, 28 male, for 2 years and gave birth to our daughter 5 weeks ago. The main issue is that our daughter came out with blonde hair and pale blue eyes, while my husband and I have brown hair and brown eyes. My husband freaked out at this and refused to listen to my explanation that sometimes babies are born with lighter hair and eyes that get darker over time. He demanded a paternity test and threatened to divorce me if I didn't comply, so I did. Also, yeah, I had blonde hair when I was a baby, so it does definitely happen.
I was going to say, white people, when are you going to learn? This is, unless it's like an Asian or a different colored baby, then it's probably your baby, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it could be another white guy's baby. You never know.
Yeah, but
first white joke of the year.
But it's crazy to, as soon as your, blonde baby comes out, to be like, that's gotta be someone else's.
That can't be mine.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless your baby came out looking brown as hell like us.
Yeah, and then you gotta be like, well, I mean, maybe you should just.
Wait a minute.
Maybe we could get a paternity test, you know? yeah, exactly right. So after my daughter and I got home from the hospital, my husband went to stay at his parents' house for the first 3 weeks to get some space from me while I recovered, and he told them what was happening. My mother-in-law called me and informed me that if a paternity test revealed that the child wasn't his, she would do anything within her power to make sure that I was taken to the cleaners during the divorce.
This is crazy.
Not like it is. Leaving her for 3 weeks when she just gave birth?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, bro, not even that, to just jump to like such drastic conclusions over a blonde baby. Brother, you're white. It happens. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, man. Why are you freaking out?
We are famously blonde in a lot of places.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then for the mother-in-law to just jump to the, I'm taking you to the clinic, like threatening without even knowing the results is insane.
Yes.
Because this is crazy. Divorce regardless now yeah. for me.
Oh, run.
And then take him to the cleaners.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Take him to the cleaners and get all the fucking child support you can get from that motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
False accusations. What is it?
Facts.
Defamation.
Defamatory.
Defamation.
Yeah.
We know legal words.
Yeah. Rebecca, who?
Check us, Rebecca. Let us know.
So I had my sister to lean on and help me take care of the baby during this. We got the results back yesterday and my husband came home to view them with me. I was on the couch in the living room, so he sat next to me and we started to read the results. They showed that he was the father and my husband had this shocked, kind of mortified look on his face with his eyes wide as he stared at it.
Why was he shocked?
Because blonde can't be his, John.
What the fuck?
This guy is a fucking idiot.
I couldn't help but say, I told you so, and started laughing at the way he looked. My husband snapped out of his shock and got mad at me for laughing at him. And we argued for a bit, which was mainly him yelling at me before my sister came down and my husband shut up. After that, my husband went back to his parents' house to clear his head.
Ugh.
And after about 2 to 3 hours later, my mother-in-law called me to scold me for laughing in my husband's face because apparently it was kicking him while he was down.
Divorce.
Why is this information making him down? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Should this not be the life-affirming revelation that he's been waiting for the past 3 weeks?
Yeah, why is this a down moment for it? I mean, yeah. He should be embarrassed, is obviously, this not a huge win? Reacted.
But oh, yeah, for sure.
This is your kid. Your wife didn't cheat on you like you crazily thought. Why is this kicking you while you're quote unquote down? That's crazy.
It sounds like he absolutely hates her. And the mother-in-law also doesn't like this, in-law.
Yeah, the mother-in-law.
It's just sucks. Planting a seed to the husband. I mean, the husband's a terrible person to begin with.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, you should leave this person. And it's giving me the ick. I hate these two people.
So she also left a couple nasty texts essentially saying the same thing this morning. I don't think I'm an asshole, but I'd like an outsider's perspective on this. So am I the asshole?
No, yeah. Absolutely not. Usually
easy. No,
I'm very against the whole, I told you so type of shit. Cause, I don't know. It is a lot of times it is kicking you when you're down. In certain situations, but this is very much deserved. That guy is an idiot. The mother-in-law is an absolute monster. I hate to use divorce as the first advice to give this person, but absolutely divorce this guy and his mom because they are not good for you and they are not going to be good for your kid growing up.
100%. What are you saying, Sean? I mean, you said a lot, Sean, but go off if you got some more stuff.
No, I mean, we mostly got off what we needed to say. Like, insane to, one, like, take the kid out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
After, you know, birth, regardless of if you're the dad or not, that's still your wife, right? You know what I mean? Like, you should still be helping her and being like, all right, well, I think we should get a paternity test just because, you know, it's blonde, even though you're white. Come on. But, like... Okay, you know, you could ask for that or whatever, but like you still got to be there for your wife. You still got to take care of your wife. So, one, crazy you just left, and the accusations again are crazy because you're white. And then like two, to sick your mom on her and like have her go off and, you know, I'll take you to the cleaners, threaten financially, and then again defend you whenever you are down. And crying about, you know, learning that you are indeed the father. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, this whole family sucks. I agree with John.
I think I agree with everything you guys said. He's the number one asshole, obviously, for leaving you, accusing you of cheating on such little basis.
There's zero evidence.
Yeah, I mean, if you want a paternity test, that's one thing. But you still stick around and like,
yes.
I mean, that's probably your kid and your wife probably did not cheat on you, so you should stick around at least until you have concrete evidence that
exactly
that's not the case. And then the mother-in-law obviously sucks for all the reasons you guys said, butting in where it's obviously not her place, and then going over the line to threaten you with, again, no evidence, little evidence, whatever you want to call it, is insane.
to do that mental and emotional gymnastics 5 weeks into postpartum is evil behavior.
Yeah.
Man.
To put on top of that, she just had a baby, and
she just gave birth.
5 weeks taking care of a baby. I mean, she had her sister with her, but essentially by herself as a parent. Insane. Reddit deemed not the asshole.
Of course, yeah.
Obviously.
Good. Thank God.
As it should.
Floof mid-score the small in our comments said, so he calls you a liar and a cheater, demands proof that you aren't, throws a fit when it turns out you were right, and responds to every inconvenience with needing space. I'm all for taking space, but he literally let you take care of a newborn while you're healing, and his family was more prepared to demean and insult you than to even consider the possibility of a misunderstanding during an extremely emotional and vulnerable time. I sincerely ask, why stay? Sean, I'm hungry, and Jine isn't home to make us a delicious meal like he usually does. What are we going to do?
Don't worry. We can just hit up factormeals.com/wiki50 to get 50% off our first month, plus 20% off our next month as well.
Wow, I think I've heard of Factor before. Isn't that the place to get delicious meals that are chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready in under 2 minutes?
That's right. You can also choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. They also have more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
And that's not all. You can also try the gourmet meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon. I did pronounce that incorrectly on purpose, but now I fear people won't think that's the joke. But shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
My mouth is watering as we speak. How can I get this deal again?
You can head straight over to factormeals.com/wiki50 and use code wiki50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code wiki50 at factormeals.com/wiki50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Wow. Thank you, Factor, for supporting the show.
Thank you.
All right. So we got the update here. And I got a shout out Mary Gitz, who posted it on our...
Oh,
they do it all. Damn it.
They do it all. They posted
2024 is the year of the Gitz.
Mary Gitz. Hell yeah. Goat. But I was also tagged. Saskia tagged me, letting me know that.
Of course,
it's
the goat.
This is where it is. And I got to shout out Eggnog Mustache, who linked Mary Gitz's post.
Fantastic name.
Yes,
I love eggnog.
So let's hop into it. Update: am I the asshole for telling my husband I told you so and laughing at him when we got the paternity test results? So I'll start this post off by saying thank you all for the advice and support I was given. You all gave me the firm kick in the ass to divorce my ex.
Hell yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Also, sorry for leaving you in the lurch for the past 2 months. So this is a very recent update.
Wow.
After making my post, I decided to search for divorce lawyers in my area with my sister. It took a while, but I managed to find and meet with one who is willing to do virtual consultations. During this, my ex was not contacting me at all, but I did reach out to see if he was okay. So
I wouldn't be like, fuck
was
you.
Still not contacting her after the
test. Dweeb.
What a piece of shit.
What a loser. Eventually, once he actually got served, my ex came back to our house and tried pleading with me to not go through with the divorce.
Oh, okay, now you want to talk.
Yeah. Oh, now you're okay with the paternity test. He said he loved me more than anyone and that we could go to couples therapy.
I don't know. Ignoring somebody for such a long time.
A long time.
Is insane.
Especially with your baby, y'all's baby, essentially.
That you haven't taken care of at all since.
Not one. Immediately asked for the paternity test.
Yeah. And this might explain why. So during this, my ex slipped up and admitted to cheating on me when he first left me.
Projection.
I feel like somebody called that. Did you call that, John?
I didn't listen back, but
I also did not listen back.
I don't want to take credit if I did it, it was probably one of us that said it.
It's definitely not my ass.
I know there's some comments that said that as well.
Yeah.
But this is even more insane because it was after he left her. Like he had his little fit about wanting a paternity test and then left. Then he had it. He cheated.
So he cried to his mommy.
Yeah.
And then went to cheat.
Yep.
And then he's wondering why his ass is getting divorced.
Exactly.
What a fucking idiot.
Yeah. So gross. He said that he got caught up with his coworker when trying to explain his week-long absence. At first, I didn't realize who he was talking about because he referred to her by a nickname, and in brackets, think Viv over Vivian. But my brain kicked back into gear and asked if that getting caught up with her was code for that he fucked her.
Doing spreadsheets in a different way, baby.
Shit.
My
That's
ex
pretty good. I don't hate that one. I don't hate that one.
My ex stumbled over his words and tried to dodge the question, but seemed to realize that I wasn't going to let up on this pretty quickly. He admitted to going to her for emotional support before our baby was born since he was nervous about being a dad.
Oh my God.
And eventually fucking her during the time he left. So you guys were right about him cheating.
Why don't you support your wife that's going through the fucking pregnancy?
Yeah.
That's crazy to be like, I'm so scared to be a dad, and then not talk to your wife, who is also probably scared to push a human out
yes.
of her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Share in that fucking vulnerability and just fucking, you know, if we're both scared, you know, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Talking to fucking Viv.
Going to our Monday story, I feel like me and Josh had the same reaction. Dudes are more than capable of communicating and expressing their shit.
Yeah,
but they just do it and do that to a cheating part.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
Crazy.
I had heard enough at that point and told my ex point blank we were going to divorce, no ifs, ands, or buts about it, and that I wanted 50-50 custody. After this, we were only speaking about divorce, custody arrangement, and our daughter. My ex just nodded to what I was saying and asked if he could see our daughter. I was a bit hesitant, but I said yes and called my sister to have her bring our daughter down to the living room. My ex held our daughter and talked to the baby for a bit before leaving. My sister asked me if I was all right after he was gone, and I told her I was okay. Oh, here comes the mother-in-law. My mother-in-law did try to harass me over the phone about divorcing my ex, but by then I had already blocked her, so she went to my sister instead. I guess my mother-in-law was never told that I own the house my ex and I previously shared, since she texted my sister saying that I was going to be on the streets. Dumbass. Well, my mother-in-law most certainly knows that now, since my ex is living with her and moved out. My ex has seen our daughter a few times. Those visits were awkward, to say the least, but I managed. Hopefully I won't have to give you guys any more updates about this. And that is the end of that update.
Honestly, I would be, if I was OP, I would really try my best to get full custody of the kid.
I was thinking the same exact thing.
The reason being, it's like already off the bat, the guy was questioning if this kid's even mine. There was already some sort of like immediate, you know, kind of like a resentment aspect of it. And he had to go cheat and find out. He's using the excuse that he's scared of being a father. But no, he's just a piece of shit. And two, I am scared of the mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Like big time.
Yeah.
You never know what she's fucking capable of.
That's true too. I will say this, if he wants to be involved in the kid's life, I mean, that's a good thing.
Sure.
But make sure that everything is documented so that if anything does happen in the future, that you can pull that 100%, you know, custody.
Custody.
And get that if you want to start out with 50-50, because I'm sure. I'm not an expert. I'm sure there's somewhere, if something happens later down the line and they fuck up with something, that you could pull for 100% custody later on.
Yeah.
So
I'm just scared.
I'd be scared. I'd be like 100% until like we could, you know, work your way. Again, not an expert at all about this stuff, but like you could work your way and earn your 50, you know, like once, you know,
contingent to like some sort of therapy or like some sort of like, you know, something together, resolution class or whatever the fuck it is.
I will say this though. I get her wanting to do 50-50 to have like, you know, so she doesn't have to take care of the baby all the time.
True.
So it is also like a, you know, wanting to have the father in the child's life. So I get that part. Again, I am also scared of the mother-in-law and his flakiness seems to be a problem as well. But again, push for the 50-50 now, make sure everything's in writing so that if he does flake or do some bullshit again, that you can just say, hey, all right, you get to see her whenever I say now.
True, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else, boys?
No, just upset still. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, it's, I mean,
it's bittersweet. Just all these dudes that are just, you know, we had it on the Monday episode. I don't know when this is coming out. But, we've had plenty of stories where guys just like, you know, let their soul out to anybody but their fucking wife. It's it's maddening. Just fucking talk to them.
100%. Yeah, it makes no sense. And like, yeah, don't be a baby when you actually get proven wrong with the paternity test. And the mother-in-law should just fuck off and mind her own business, to be honest.
Yeah.
All right. That is it for another Wednesday update. We hope
thanks for being patrons.
And non-patrons. We appreciate you as well. If you want this
I'm just kidding.
We both.
I will say though, patrons get this 2 days early. So if you want, you can head on over to patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork to support us and get access to episodes, you know, a little bit early, as well as bonus stories.
Oh, thank you to everyone for subscribing. 20,000 subscribers. That is crazy. And
on YouTube.
Some of the comments we've seen, like, expected us to like have more people. We wish we did, but that'd be great. Spread the word. And hopefully we'll get there someday. And we really do appreciate you. I'm just fucking around with y'all.
Hell yeah. Subscribe so that we can make it to 100,000 someday.
I want that plaque.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I got dibs on it already.
Yeah, and if you don't like and subscribe, we're going to have to put this behind a paywall. I don't know what to tell you guys. We can't just be giving the secret away. The secret sauce? What are we doing?
All right. With that, we're going to close out the episode. Thank you, John and Sean, for hopping on. And thank you, Mary Gitz, Saskia, and Eggnog Mustache for tagging me and showing me the updates. We appreciate you. Bye.
For free?